This year's harvest of coho salmon on the Yukon River is the largest on record, with more than 117,000 fish caught. That's almost twice as much as Fishing Game's preseason projection. The record-breaking harvest comes out of a run that managers do not know much about, including how many fish are returning to their spawning grounds. From KIYU in Galena, Tim Bodoni reports.
The coho run is something of a mystery on the Yukon. It happens at the same time as the much larger fall chum run, and it's the least measured of the four major salmon runs on the Yukon. Managers only have one coho escapement goal for one tributary in the entire Yukon River drainage, the Delta Clearwater River. Fish and Game also conducts aerial surveys for coho in the Nenana River drainage and Upper Tanana River area, but relatively few coho are seen, and the numbers vary widely from year to year. Coho can also run quite late in the fall. Fish and Game estimates that about 20% of the run on average comes in after assessment tools like the pilot station sonar and the lower river test fisheries have stopped for the year. So the big question is, how big actually is the Yukon coho run, out of which commercial fishermen took a big bite this year? Jack Schulteis is the general manager of the major fish buyer on the lower Yukon, Quipuc Fisheries, based in Amonik. He faults Fish and Game for underestimating the true size of the coho run this year, and says that a big commercial harvest is a reflection of a strong run.
It's really simple to me. It was just a good coho run. Norton Sound had a good coho run, a really good coho run. Both north and south of us had a lot of cohos. Why wouldn't the Yukon have a good coho run? I mean, they're all out in the same ocean. They all came from the same parent year.
Schulteis is also critical of Fish and Game for reducing commercial fishing near the mouth of the river in mid-August, when he says fish passage was strong. The pilot station sonar, the main tool used by managers to calculate upriver escapement, was regularly showing that lower river fishermen were catching more fish than were allowed to pass upriver. Jeff Estenson, Yukon River in-season manager for the Department of Fish and Game, confirms that he canceled one commercial opener in mid-August out of concern that lower river commercial fishermen were catching too many coho. Upon further review, he concedes that the pilot station sonar has probably been undercounting coho.
After talking with the sonar staff, we kind of came to the determination that the number that we were reporting at pilot, the actual number was a little bit higher than that. So, you know, what we've been telling people is that, you know, for example, the 97,500 coho that we counted past pilot station sonar through the end of the operation, we believe that that's kind of a minimum count. And actually what we have going by was closer to probably the 122,000, which is about median or about average for coho past the sonar.
Estenson says that Fish and Game wants more information about where coho salmon go in the Yukon River drainage, with an eye towards setting more detailed escapement targets for the run.
And the department is pursuing funding right now to try to do a radio telemetry project on the Yukon, where the coho salmon would be tagged in the lower river, and then we would use a series of towers and aerial flights to try to track where they're going, and then also try to get a handle on the timing of when they're coming in the river and as they're moving into different areas.
The escapement project at the Delta Clearwater doesn't happen until October. Even then, Estenson says, the data it produces does not show a strong correlation with the pilot station sonar, leaving managers to guess on what the true coho escapement and run size might be. The Yukon Coho Management Plan allows Estenson to schedule directed commercial openings for coho in September, but he does not intend to do so, which would make Friday's openings in Yukon Districts 1 and 2 the last ones for the season. In Galena, this is Tim Bodoni.